Holiday travel for the long 4th of July weekend is getting off to a messy start. Jim Ryan is joining us live from Dallas. What's going on, Jim?
Well, that's mainly because of the bad weather up in your part of the country, the Northeast. The storms yesterday caused the cancellation or delay of hundreds of flights, and that ripple effect took hold. Once you started having delays at JFK, for example, you start seeing backups at other major hubs around the country, as far away as Los Angeles, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Miami. That ripple effect now is unwinding a bit, but we're expecting, Susan, to see 72.2 million Americans traveling 50 miles or more from home for Independence Day. Part of it is just an accident of the calendar, right? Because with the 4th falling on a Friday, people are taking off a little earlier, maybe staying a little later. So the period started this past Saturday, June 28th. It extends through Sunday, July 6th. That's a lot of time and a lot of traveling for people to do.
It is a lot of time when you mention that, and I'm just wondering, 4th of July this year, I've heard about this gas tax in California going up. We've been talking about gas prices going up over the last week. How much of an impact that has on how people decide to travel, though it still seems that the road trip is king.
Well, yeah, it is, really. And I think people have kind of short-term memory, right? The gas prices, Brian, are still lower than they've been since 2021 overall. Yeah, they have risen just a bit in the past month or so. And there's a possibility that as the Israeli-Iranian conflict heats up and we have the potential for bad weather down in the Gulf, they could rise even more. But for now, they're still relatively low and certainly lower than they've been in about the past 4 years on the 4th of July.
All right. Well, hopefully a safe 4th for you. Thank you, Jim. Jim Ryan joining us this morning.